Welcome to the Swiss Cyber Security Days Talk. Shaping Cyber Resilience. The enormous threat from cyberspace is a reflection of our weaknesses and the result of our failures. Education and enlightenment are part of the digital equation and key to success. Because cybersecurity is much more than an IT issue and can only be achieved through solidarity-based cooperation. We talk to experts about current topics and provide inspiration. My name is Carolina Hinrichsen and today I speak with Admiral Dr. Daum, Vice Admiral of the German Armed Forces and Inspector of Cyber and Information Space, and Diego Schmidlin, CISO Cyber Command, Switzerland. Welcome here on the Swiss Cyber Security Days in our podcast lounge. I'm very happy that you're being my guest today.
Thank you for the invitation.
I have one question which is related to your keynote. The keynote's topic was cyber defense, part of the national cybersecurity strategy. And of course, I'm curious to know, in terms of cyber defense, how and where do you see this as a part of the national cybersecurity strategy?
Well, thanks for the question. Of course, cyber defense is the military part of the national cybersecurity strategy. So in Germany, it's an integral part of. We divide into three pieces. One is cyber diplomacy, that's done by the Ministry of Foreign Affairs. One is cybersecurity, responsible is the Ministry of Interior. And cyber defense, that's the part of the Ministry of Defense. Usually, armed forces have the idea to secure the outer borders. But in cybersecurity, this is no longer possible to define that. So between inner and outer security, things are blurred in cyber attacks. And for that, it's an integral part. My task at the moment is to secure the armed forces' networks, the IT of the armed forces. But as soon as there is a major cyber crisis inside Germany, be it on infrastructure, be it on critical service providers, be it on the economy, then the whole of government approach comes across. And the key question is, can the armed forces support any kind of countermeasures? Usually from the German constitution, there is no way for the armed forces to execute a mission inside Germany. But we have this call for help. That's Article 35 of our constitution. And with that, also the armed forces can be called for support. And once that happens, then we will show up, of course. And that is something where we all agree in Germany that cyber defense, be it in peacetime, more cybersecurity related, is something where we really need a whole of government approach, which includes all the ministries, all top level governmental entities like federal police and all that stuff. So we're all included in that stuff.
What I find always very interesting when I'm attending cybersecurity conferences, especially. Those are the very few conferences where you have a very diverse mix of people and community there. And I also really appreciate always the point of view from the governmental people on the one hand, and on the other hand, also from the forces. Therefore, I'm very curious just to know, what is your main purpose if you attend those events? Do you exchange your views with other people? So what is your value?
Well, first of all, wherever you attend such a conference like this Swiss Security Days, you can attend the exhibition. You will always learn things. But more important, you will also hear things from others that have their special view, that have their special experience. And to learn from others to learn from others is very helpful in that respect. I'm also always happy if I'm invited not only to look around and listen, but also to present, to provide our own way of doing that business. There is so much room for improvement all across governments, society, economics, the industry, so that if you have the opportunity in sharing your views, the risk that you see, then this is always helpful for others. So that's why I see that sending messages as important as takeaways for new ideas, how do others cope with the challenges that we have. So it's this twofold approach, learn and, so to say, help others to learn, if I may.
Learning is a good point. Did you discover already something during the day for you which was brand new, or just can you share something with us?
Well, actually not something that was completely new. There were nice insights, I would say, from the representative from the FBI. That was very helpful. It is always a worthwhile update to listen to Mark Lieflander from NATO. I know him since maybe 20 years. He is in that business. He is an absolute expert, and he is a critical player in that respect. So to hear his, so to say, last ideas is always something where you can update yourself.
A lot of people which I've been discussing things during the day have been looking back. So to the last year, about the failures, the challenges, and achievements, so to say. I'm always a person who loves to look forward a little bit. So if we take a look into, let's call it this year, not the next year, not the next 5 years, what do you think we should focus on the cybersecurity environment?
Well, cybersecurity environment depends on the all-in-all geopolitical status that we're in. And that has worsened even over the last years. We have not only the war from Russia against Ukraine, we have now the situation in the Near East between Israel and the Hamas. And now we're also seeing how the Houthis behave with attacking ships in the Red Sea area. So the geopolitical situation has worsened. And that seems to be not only, focus or a focal engagement from three different areas of the world, but somehow that seems to be combined. And that poses a certain risk. And that is something where I hope that our societies are ready to understand that. Resilience of the society to understand that the peaceful times that we all love, that we all were used to, that this overall scenario changes. And that is something where I think we need to improve the understanding of societies, even in the Western nations, that helps them to understand that we need to prepare for more harsh time these days, that we need to prepare for uncertainty, that we need to prepare potentially for a situation post the Russian-Ukrainian war, which could even worsen the situation. There is so much going around that I think most important for this year is that our society understands that we are not living in a peaceful situation, that we are not surrounded by friends, and that what we assumed over many, many years, say the last 30 years, that there will only be peace in Europe, that this is no longer the case, and that this is an uncertain future. And the best thing to cope with that is to be prepared.
Thank you very much that you took the time to be with us over here and that you shared some of your thoughts and impulses with us. I wish you the very best for everything you're planning, you're putting up together with your forces, and hope to see you back next year.
Well, thank you. At least if I'm invited and I have good relations with Switzerland, especially with my colleague from the cyber command. So potentially I could say, yes, that may happen. Thank you so much for your interest.
You're welcome. Thank you. Welcome, Diego, here in the Swiss Cyber Security Days talk. Welcome.
Welcome as well.
Thank you very much that you're sitting here with me today in our podcast lounge. You came right from Sage. And I would like to ask you a question related to what you've been talking about right now, because I think it's really interesting. And I'm really curious about, just from your point of view, what are the major challenges in cyberspace as well as in information and communication technology?
I directly came from the stage, and my talk was about the cyber defense strategy of Switzerland.
Yes.
We have an ecosystem in Switzerland. This is the National Center of Cybersecurity. They are responsible for the private industry and for critical infrastructures. And in this strategy, is cyber defense is one part that is addressed to the Swiss Armed Forces. What we are facing today is more amount of cyber attacks. We have in the Swiss Armed Forces the full spectrum of cyber attacks as well so far. And to take some examples out is internet criminals with ransomware. We are facing this attack surface as well, or these attack vectors as well. And then espionage is one topic that we are facing as Swiss Armed Forces.
So I know that you're working in a special task force, we can call it, just. And can you please describe what kind of capabilities in the Swiss Army must develop by this mid-2030s in order to be able to efficiently counter future threats?
In general, we go the same way as industry goes with digitalization. Mm-hmm. So we are building a new digitalization platform to be able to compute a big amount of data, to have good base for decisions, and then to bring our capabilities to the missions.
Great, thank you. And one last question. We are here on this big conference, and the Swiss Cybersecurity Days 2024. What are your expectations? What do you hope to get out of it?
My expectation is that this is community building, this is information exchange on the different stages to see what others think about the development in cyberspace and what their countermeasures are. And networking, in fact, is one thing that is very important in this community.
Diego, thank you very much for showing up here and sharing some thoughts with us. I hope you have a great event and get as much as impulses as possible for yourself, and get in touch with existing community, but maybe also with some interesting new people. And hope to see you soon. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
And to everyone listening out there, if you liked it, we would be happy if you follow us. Feel free to share our podcast in your network and on social media. Thanks for listening, and see you at Bern Expo at the Swiss Cybersecurity Days 2025.